from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Cy Musiker with The Do List. And this week we're buying and selling, mocking twilight, and enjoying some red meat. David Wiegand is our arts omnivore. He and I like to see everything. And he's the executive features editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. Good morning.
Good morning, Cy.
Let's open with some of the most talented student singers around. Music from the opera La Rondinée, sung by the merry band of opera students known as the Merrillini and their students in the San Francisco Opera's Merrilla program. That was the class of 2012 we heard. But this year's class is wrapping up their studies with a big concert.
That's right. It's the grand finale of their training program, which goes on for 12 weeks. And, you know, over the years, this has been the real proving ground for a lot of major singers, people like Joyce DiDonato, Anna Netrebko, Susan Graham. A lot of great singers have come out of this program. So the great thing about going to the finale, which is arias and scenes from various operas, is that you will get to hear some great future opera stars on their way up.
Catch the Merrilla Opera Grand Finale tomorrow evening at the San Francisco Opera House. Next, we have Theater of the Absurd and a funny look at Barbara Streisand from the point of view of an employee who tends her personal mall in the basement of her Malibu mansion. And it features a wonderful performance by Michael Urie. I used to love him on Ugly Betty. He played one of the evil kids who tormented Ugly Betty.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he was the executive assistant from hell at the fashion house. But the great thing about this show, this is sort of based in reality, in that Streisand has built her own personal shopping mall in the basement of her little digs in Malibu to house all the stuff that she's collected over the years, and then she can go and pretend to go shopping. It's completely insane. But Jonathan Tolins has written this play about it. Michael Urie started it in New York off-Broadway. It was a huge hit, and we're really lucky that he's starring in the touring version here.
Buyer and Seller opens Tuesday and continues through August 31st. Some music now from the Queen of Rockabilly.
Some people like to rock.
That's some honky-tonk from Wanda Jackson. She always sounds like she's inhaled a little helium, you know, and is talking through her nose. But she's just got great rockabilly sensibilities.
Oh, she is the queen of rockabilly, you know, and going strong. I mean, she's been, you know, she dated Elvis, and she's very famous for that. But then she went on. She's had a very happy marriage ever since 1961 and continues to make extraordinary music. People might remember that in 2011, she collaborated with Jack White on The Party Ain't Over. And I think that's very true with Wanda Jackson. The party is far from over.
Lots of chances to see Wanda. She's at the Blank Club in San Jose tonight, the Grass Valley Center for the Arts tomorrow. And Sunday afternoon, she plays Rancho Nicasio in Marin. And Red Meat, a local band, is playing backup for her. They do a great job with Honky Tonk as well. What would summer be without a chance to see the Muppet movie, now 35 years young, at the Castro? And the wonderful presenters at Sketchfest are screening the movie with the voice of Gonzo the Great. That's Dave Goles. That's the family entertainment. And there's a little mini Sketchfest festival behind that.
There is. It's going to be a really cool weekend. So the Muppet movie for the family is in the morning at 11 on Saturday. And then at 4:20, Doug Benson is going to do one of his movie interpretations, kind of live commentary for a screening of that great cinematic epic, the Twilight Saga Eclipse.
And the Blood Wending, yes.
Oh, God. And then Sunday, Fred Armisen, Emmy nominated this year for Portlandia, just a house band for Jimmy Fallon. Everything that Fred does is great, and he will be appearing at the Castro Sunday night.
Yeah, and the Muppet movie is just $10. That's our cheap thrill this week. Now for something hot on this cool morning.
Into the fire, I thought you were for me.
sets a wonderful mix of New Orleans funk with punk, and Benjamin Booker just tearing it up on guitar. I really love that
he
stuff.
He is amazing. 22 years old, out of New Orleans. You know, he says that his influences are the Gun Club and T-Rex that comes through and, you know,
in the music, yeah.
Such amazing talent and energy. I love this guy. He's really terrific, and you get two chances to hear him next week.
Benjamin Booker plays the New Parish in Oakland on Tuesday and Brick and Mortar in San Francisco on Wednesday. Tickets just $12 in advance for those two shows. That is another cheap thrill. Thanks a lot, David.
My pleasure.
David Wiegand is the executive features editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. I'm Cy Musiker. You can find details on all these shows at kqed.org/thedolist and follow me on Twitter @CyrusKQED.